Welcome. It is time to grab a seat, buckle up, and take a ride with me through the wild, wild west of the Web3 universe, where we will learn all about coins and tokens, NFTs and contracts, digital real estate and the metaverse, and so much more. There will be a lot to get through on the block, but I'm here to help you pave the way and avoid those nasty pitfalls and rug pulls so you don't get hurt. I will introduce you to interesting characters and concepts as we go about this journey. Welcome aboard. Your ride starts now. Are you ready? Are you super, super duper ready? Because we're taking another ride through the Web3 universe, and I am so excited you're here with me. I'm so excited you're tuned in and you're listening and you are buckled up and ready to go. So if you've been following along, we've been talking about blockchain. We talked about all the different coins in the Web3 world, and we talked about NFTs, those like crazy NFT things, right? Non-fungible tokens. So maybe you're sitting here now, and maybe you were sitting here before going, well, how do I get started? Okay, I understand. I got some knowledge. I'm putting it all together. A lot of people are talking about it. How do I get started? Now, we're going to go through three different steps that need to be taken in order to properly get yourself started in this world. This is not just as simple as downloading an app like Robinhood, although Robinhood does allow you to purchase cryptocurrency from them, but you don't have the selection. You do not have the full selection that you do on some of the other centralized exchanges. So that's what I really want to talk to you about today, is how to properly get set up in the Web3 universe with the information that you have thus far, right? We talked about doing your own research on coins. We talked about doing your own research on NFT projects, making sure you are investing in something that is a mover and a shaker in the space, right? Like something that is going to stick around for years to come and not just crumble to whatever bubble pop that may happen or will happen. It's almost inevitable to avoid. So let's talk about getting those accounts set up. And you don't even have to invest right away. It just is about getting them set up so you're ready to go when you do your own research and you know how to move through appropriately, right? Just to recap a little bit about my introductory story into this space was really, you know, based off somebody, you know, Brock, you gotta buy this coin, And when I went to go purchase more of the coin after that initial purchase, I had no idea how to move around in the app because I didn't take the time to learn those kind of things before I got that intuitive hit, right? So this is what I want you to know. You may not be ready to invest, but it is smart to at least have an account ready and open to go, right? With bank accounts linked, with all of the information. A lot of these big players that I will be speaking about have a lot of protection in place. So these are not things that you're going to easily link a bank account to and somebody's going to be able to steal all of your data. Although I'm not saying that is like not going to happen. You can be vulnerable to that, but it is highly unlikely when you use big centralized exchanges. And for the purpose of today and for the purpose of not overwhelming you with so much information from the get-go, I want to talk about first establishing an account with a centralized exchange. Centralized exchanges are big, huge conglomerate companies that basically buy tokens off of the market and then they'll sell them to you. They give them to you. You purchase X amount of tokens and they're in your wallet. We're not going to be talking about transferring wallets and transferring coins into different wallets at this point in time. That is for a different podcast episode, but this is right now just to kind of help you get that initial thing set up. So the first thing you want to do is you want to determine what is your investment style? Are you a long-term investor, like you're looking to build legacy? Are you maybe wanting to just make a big purchase in a couple months, or maybe go on a vacation? Or are you looking to make money every single day? When you determine that like aspect about yourself, what kind of investment or what kind of investor are you, then you set yourself up to really determine your investment style. So if you're a long-term legacy builder, you're going to be what is called a hodler in the space, a person who holds on for dear life, despite the rocky ups and downs of the market. If you just want to make a couple bucks here and there, you might be a swing trader, person who's coming in and out, every couple hours, minutes and whatnot, depending on highs and lows of where the coin or the company that they're watching is going. And then somebody who's, more mid-range, looking to have a vacation, they're more strategic, just like hodlers. Hodlers are very strategic. By the way, I identify as a hodler. Dr. Brooke is a hodler. But people who are looking, if that's you, for just a vacation or maybe to purchase a new car, down payment on a house, whatever that is, that might be more of your strategic investors. Like, they're not going to go long term and they're not going to hold on when things start really falling or dipping, like we've been seeing in the markets recently. But they're the ones that are going to kind of get rid of those and then buy in on different ones. So there is a lot of money to be made, a lot of money on the table in either of those categories. But it's important to first determine the kind of investor you are, and then get down to the investment style. And then you can move on to the whole like researching and doing your own research and looking at the projects and all of those kind of things based upon what you know about yourself at that point, right? Okay, so when you know that, we have multiple different exchanges to look at. Me personally, I'm a huge fan of crypto.com and their entire platform. Not only are they a centralized exchange, but they also have their own DeFi wallet. They have their own NFT marketplace. They have their own tokens. They are really, really kind of spreading their reach really far and wide, and they're going deep into these verticals. It's not just very narrow-minded focus. Let's get and reach as many people as we can without any depth. There is a lot of depth to what they're doing. You have capabilities of using a debit card of theirs, which you earn percentage back when you make purchases. You earn, I get my Spotify 100% covered, essentially. Like, I pay using their debit card and I get the same exact value. So in dollars, $9.99 a month, I get that in their Kronos token. Now, if their Kronos token, disregard that little phone ring. If their Kronos token goes up, which it is, and I feel very bullish on that one, then obviously that $10 is going to compound into a lot more than that. So something to keep in mind. But you don't have to use crypto.com just because I am very excited about it. I want you guys not just to take things at face value and go based off what somebody is saying to you, whether it be on YouTube or a podcast platform like this, but I really want you guys to feel confident that you are investing in the right place with your funds. So there, you're going to hear, if you watch a lot of the YouTube videos and people talking about this, they're going to be like coming on and going, "All right, guys, it's Dr. Brooke here. And if you download crypto.com, you'll be receiving a free $25 referral fee, blah, 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 blah." Yes, that's true. Totally true. If you want to use my referral link, I'll put it down in the show notes below for that. But it is true. But I see these same guys talking about one company after one company after one company after one company. And I'm like, my gosh, how many different little pockets do you have to have? It just gets really confusing and convoluted in my mind. So I know some people use a certain platform to do their swing trading, to do their buys and sells on a daily basis. And then other people use a different one for their long-term holding. Crypto.com offers all of the ability to do all of that within all of their different product offerings. again, this is not a plug for them. This is just my preference as I have researched a ton of them. The other one that I want to bring attention to is Coinbase. Coinbase is publicly traded on the stock market here in the United States. They are the second largest crypto centralized exchange where you can purchase. And a lot of people, if you've talked to any friends, might be actually using Coinbase to do trades and things. I've personally looked into them. I don't like the functionality of them as much as I do with crypto.com, but I have learned the ropes, which I'm going to be making a ton more videos about crypto.com and really navigating their app, because once you get it down, it's very easy, very simple, and you can track all your coins. You can do a lot of your DYOR within the app platform as well, because they have all of the coins listed, whether they actually hold custody of some of those coins, which obviously they don't have all of all 6,800 plus thousands for, you know, so many. They only have which ones they have, which are actually a lot. And they bring on a lot of other smaller coins on before a lot of the bigger platforms do. And crypto.com is actually a big platform. They have an entire arena named after them. They are going into all these different sports, you know, like the Formula One Grand Prix in Austin is now, or Miami is named the crypto.com arena. So, or crypto.com Grand Prix. They, so Coinbase, sorry, to get back to Coinbase. So Coinbase, you know, is a major platform and they allow you to purchase a lot of coins, but they don't always list the smaller guys first, similar to like what crypto.com does. So if there's, you know, a coin that you hear about or your friends are telling you about and it's recently getting listed, like today, a coin that I was really watching got listed today, I had to go through a decentralized exchange in order to purchase that and swap coins from one account to a different account to get that. So again, that's very complex at this point. We're not going to get there. But Coinbase, crypto.com are two ones to look at. There's also another company called Webull. Webull, you can actually purchase stocks through as well. So if there's something on the stock market, it can be your entire investment portfolio again. But Webull doesn't allow you to purchase early on or coins coming early into the market. So something to consider. So that's what you need to first discover. Where do you want to, you know, place, where do you want to start an account? You can start an account at all three of these that I mentioned. You can start an account at all of them. If you want a simple Google search, what centralized exchanges can I buy crypto? And you'll see a huge list pop up. You can start an account with all of them. And it's up to you where you want to put your money, right? So once you have that figured out and you want to open an account, you just download the app. Like whether you have iPhone or Android, you can download the app. And you download the app and you just move through, okay, setting up very, very simple procedure, setting up your account. Now, the one thing I want to make note of is if you are using, or if you're signing up on their platforms with an email address that is not connected to your phone, you're going to have major difficulties in being able to confirm. Because a lot of, I mean, I'm sure you've signed up for mailing lists before that say, okay, well, we need you to click into the email to confirm your subscription. Very similar idea. So make sure if you're downloading it on your phone, the app on your phone, that you also have an email address linked to your phone so you can just quickly, easily go to it, clicks, and it brings you right back into the app to do something now called KYC. KYC is something that all of these major platforms have to enact and have to do. And it's called Know Your Customer, or stands for Know Your Customer. Now, them knowing their customer means that they're not ending up with like bot accounts or fake accounts or, you know, people impersonating other people. Like this is something where you do have to, you know, do the face scan. You're putting in all the information, your tax ID number, your social or tax ID number, depending on if you're doing it as a business or as yourself. And then they need your driver's license, the front and back, all of that information. That is KYC. So you move through the KYC process. This is the point at which I say, if you are looking to purchase crypto anytime in the future, it is very important that you get this stuff set up right now, because this KYC process can take anywhere from 2 hours to 48 hours to get the final approval on. So if you see a coin at a certain price and you're trying to get into it right away, you need to have these accounts set up, because you won't get those coins at those prices if you don't have it set up, because you will have to wait the 48 hours. So not a smart move. So get that set up now. So you move through the whole KYC, you're past the 24, 48 hours, 2 hours, whatever it was for you. And now your account is there. With Webull and Coinbase, although if they've changed it more recently, I'm not aware, because I don't interact with their platform on a daily basis like I do with crypto.com. But when I was interacting with their databases or their apps just probably a couple months ago, one of the things that I did not like is that you had to have your account funded before you can actually make purchases. Now, I'm going to tell you, I know that sounds silly, but I'm going to tell you why I think I'm going to tell you why I didn't like that. So with Webull, I had to first set up my bank, get all my, you know, two deposits, like the two small deposits confirmed, get that all set up. And then I had to make the deposit into that account, which that deposit wasn't made readily available because it was a brand new account. They're not just going to make all this money available to you right out the gate. So I had to wait till that deposit was actually confirmed and deposited before I can make any purchase on their platform. So that was a bit of a delay. That probably took me 2 to 3 days just to get done past the KYC. This is what I absolutely love about crypto.com. Now, again, I was transacting with crypto.com before I even got into Webull and Coinbase. So I had already had what I love about them in place, thinking that it was going to carry through on the other end, and it didn't. So this is where my love comes for crypto.com. It is in their ability to actually fund an account. You get 30 days free from the day you start your account, 30 days free with no transaction fees. So, and you can fund your account with a credit card or a debit card, like a bank debit card. So you link your bank debit card, you KYC, you get the approval, you link your bank credit card or your debit card there, and boom, you're up and going. So when my friend Mike was telling me, you got to buy this coin, I was getting the coin within like a day of him saying that, because I was able to link my debit card and they pulled from that. So that was really cool. That was, that gives you the ability to transact. Now, I don't know if because I have an established account with them that this is enact because of my account or if this is for everybody, but they just rolled out another feature where you can basically do a bank, like where it automatically withdraws from your bank account, but you can do an automatic deposit. So you link your bank account. This is outside of the credit card, but you link your bank account, and then you just basically fund it like, oh, I think they give you upwards of like 50K a day. Well, that's what my limit is, 50K a day. I can deposit in there and they'll basically give me access to those funds ahead of time before they actually hit their account. So from my bank to them, and I can transact and buy coins and move them around however I'd like at that point. So that's a really cool feature. That's something to really consider. You do not pay the 2.99% transaction fee if you use your bank account. So for the first 30 days, if you're using a credit card, while you get all of the bank accounts listed and you know, in your account established, and then you're ready to go once that 30-day mark hits, then you're just like, okay, cool. No fees in general at all. And you're able to buy, you know, the coins and the crypto that you're looking for. So this is to get that account set up. These are the three steps. First one mentioned, figure out the app. Well, first, pre all those three steps is figuring out what kind of investor you are. The first step of the process, once you discover that, is to then download the app of the centralized exchange you want to use. Once you download the app of the centralized exchange you want to use, then you'll go to the KYC factor. You'll move through that. You'll get your license. You'll do all those, whatever they're asking for, what they need. And then the third step is really to get the bank cards, credit cards, whatever you're going to use to move your fiat money, your government backed money, into their platform so that you can purchase and start investing in those coins. So I hope this was extremely helpful. Sorry for all the little bloop, but I told you, this is not about perfection. This is about showing up. This is about giving the information and really helping people get to a place where they feel confident, secure, and know what the heck they are doing as they are riding this incredible, incredible, incredible roller coaster of the Web3 world, because there is so many incredible opportunities. So glad you're here. So glad you took the ride with me. We are pulling up into the station for today. You can unbuckle and step out to the right, and I will see you on the next one. Bye. Congratulations. You made it through another round on the block with Dr. Brooke. I hope you laughed and learned a bit more about this crazy Web3 universe, but how simple and fun it can really be. Would you be so kind as to leave us a review and share it with your friends? It would mean so much to get this out to more people as we embark on the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever happened in history. Hope you enjoyed yourself. We'll see you on the next one.